on my tombstone, it's gonna say, "He was one of them good coloreds."
Welcome to the Stable Together podcast.
Welcome to
what
the Stable.
Fuck was that?
The Stable Together podcast. This is your boy, Aaron Staple.
It's your boy.
I had to throw you off. So we are on Skeleton Crew today. It's currently me, Chick, Cam, Derek, and possibly Jason if he decides to quit running his business and come do more important shit like this podcast.
Man.
That ain't making him no money. By the way, we need a damn sponsor. We need a damn sponsor to make us some damn money.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to sponsor our asses.
Shout out Dude Whites. Come on. We'll be y'all sponsor.
Dude
White. Come on.
Dude White. Hey, all right. I would shout out Dude Whites.
They about manscaping.
I mean, I got a bidet these days, but I would still use man wipes.
He's bougie now.
You got a bidet?
I got a bidet. Yeah, big dog.
Are you rich, motherfucker, you?
$30 ain't rich, big dog. Get you one. $30 Amazon.
Let me get a boudet.
Good, come on
so
now.
So I can wash my boudet.
Hey. You still, all right, look, if you're smart and you're hygienic, you still need to wipe, okay? You still need to check and make sure you got all of it. But you do use less toilet paper and you do feel a lot cleaner.
And you do that with Dude Wipe, Dude Wipes. Cool refreshing wipes that get your man area clean. Them are actually real things. I seen it when watching WrestleMania last week. They was like sponsored in the corner of the rings. I was like, I know this is not what I think it is.
I was playing in Coleman Friday and they had UFC on the TV. OnlyFans sponsors UFC.
I believe
How about
it.
That yeah. shit?
You know what's so
they
bad?
They in there beating somebody else's meat in the ring and somebody else beating their own meat to OnlyFans. It's kind of the same market if you think about it.
Right.
Yeah. It is.
Come on, Cam. Come on. So what you're saying is, so what you're saying is, Cam.
What you're saying is.
So what you're saying is. It's like jacking it.
You're walking a thin line, sir. Hope
but
you can land this plane.
Like sandpaper.
Nope. Not quite.
Not quite.
I don't feel like it.
Not quite.
Oh, damn.
So it's more like if you go to put on your left shoe, but then your cat's eating ice cream. That's what it's more like.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah,
got it.
I can see that.
So what you're saying, like,
what you're saying is,
for like a big ass wheelbarrow.
Okay.
And you stubbed your toe.
It's sort of like that.
I didn't hit it.
It's sort of like that. It's more like you go to put a coat on, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then your left bedroom wall is orange. You feel me?
I feel you.
You ever been
you're smart, man.
Just the left bedroom wall. Just the left one.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Uh-huh.
But man, them some big ass titties.
You know what? I can get down with that.
Yeah,
I'm going to get down with that one.
That's American in itself right there.
That's American in itself.
You know what I'm putting down?
Man, I'm picking it up. That's man with your stepping in, bud.
Man.
Well, I'm with it. That was good, Cam. That was good. This has been... Knowledge nuggets by Cam. Yes, Amy, you came in. Everyone was talking about my bougie asshole.
Yeah.
Just calls them like she sees them.
You have a bougie asshole.
Just because I like to be clean? Pardon me. Damn.
So what you're saying is.
Oh, come on. You got what you're saying is?
Is you got the bougiest asshole of the crew.
It's possible.
So like, that's what you're going to be known for as a man. With the bougie asshole.
Do you think that is that something to be famous for though? Like would I be like, okay, if I was famous, okay, you know what? Hometown heroes. I think I've heard you say hometown heroes. Yeah, so, I think you use that phrase actually. I've heard it from you, Derek.
So tell me, Mr. Staple.
Okay. All right.
If you were a hometown hero.
Okay.
When you're gone from this earth.
Okay. All right.
What do you think you're going to be remembered for?
Okay.
And what would you want to be remembered for?
Okay. Probably sounds like I'm going to be remembered for having a bougie, clean asshole.
Okay. Well, hey, bougie ass.
what I would like to be remembered for, honest to God, when I go, I want people to look at me and go, that motherfucker worked with everybody. He worked with everybody. Oh, he was on that record. Oh, he worked with that person. Oh, he helped develop XYZ, whatever. He worked with, because he hauled his ass off and he worked like a dog. By the way, M-Bar is in here. What the hell did I walk into? Just bougie asshole talk. Hey, M. she could not be here tonight, so she's jumping in on clappers. Good to see you.
Hey.
And you too. I didn't mention Amy. Amy, I'm going to make sure I mention Amy because she's going to yell at me if I don't. It's good to see you too, Amy.
She's going to whoop your ass.
She's going to whoop my ass. Okay. All right. Chick.
Sir.
So how do you know you've made it in Iron City, man?
When you walk in a place.
Yeah.
And you hear your chicken call before you even say it.
You've made it. You have made it. So has that happened to you before?
Several times. Every time I walk into society.
So you're society famous.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You can.
And at the Neon Rooster. Everybody knows about that chick.
At the what? Now say it again.
At the Neon. Neon Rooster. Neon.
All right, Cam.
So what was the question again?
What do you think you probably would be known for as a hometown hero? And then also, what would you prefer to be known for as?
I'd probably be known as a whore.
I hope not.
No. I think I was a good guy. People say I was a good guy that would, I always took up for people.
Okay.
Respect that.
I had a good heart.
Yeah, I like that.
Is that what you think he'll be remembered for, or what you want to be remembered for?
I kind of think both.
Both. Yeah,
what I want to be remembered for.
You're living the dream.
Living the motherfucking dream.
Yeah, man. I have a few haters to say I ain't shit, but you know what they can do? Suck my dead
dick.
My dead dick? Yeah, because that's what your legacy is when you die. That's hard.
Guess what? Haters gonna hate.
And players gonna play.
Every time.
Oh, man.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that was Socrates.
I think he said that.
I think you did. Yeah. Him or George Washington one. Derek,
Plato.
What about Plato?
What about you, Derek?
Well, when I'm dead and gone off this earth, on my tombstone, it's going to say, he was one of them good colors.
He's a good.
They were them good colors.
He was a good.
He's a good, man. That's all you can say.
Was that chicken that said that one time? No, it was chicken. I think it was chicken that said that. It definitely was chicken.
That's profiling. And profiling is okay if it's accurate.
One of them good colors.
I never said that. Damn.
So you think that's what you'd be known for, or what you want to be known for?
Couldn't be known for. Right?
No, what you want to be.
What I want to be known for is just.
Do you think it would be
a guy
for
that
having
brought change?
Ooh.
Lost work. Ooh. Just want things get better for everybody.
Did you have a dream, sir?
I had a dream.
He had a dream.
That's racist as fuck. That is right.
I just want everything to get better.
Hey, nightmares are dreams too, motherfucker.
Yeah. Emily said, that? I'm sorry. Amy said Cam is a good guy, and Emily said cheese and rice. Valid response.
Yeah, pretty accurate. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we got one more person, the hometown hero, Jason Grayson.
I
want to be known for just being a good man. Yeah.
Jason, what do you think people will know you as?
Derek. Well, hopefully they know me as a good one.
Good?
Good.
A good old black man.
Why do you sound like if Barack Obama got high and did a little bit of helium at the same time?
So that's what you think, Jason. Till Jason gets here, you got to talk like Jason.
Yeah, you got to. State laws.
Say Jason. Things that Jason would say.
When I run for mayor in 2025 in Lawrenceburg, that's what my legacy would be.
What's going to be your campaign slogan? Vote black?
Vote black or...
That would be the cheapest thing to do, because then you wouldn't have to get any campaign signs. Just put a black sign.
Derek, you're going to be my campaign, man.
And everybody see it like, vote black.
Yeah, you're not Jason.
My brother Derek is going to be
or
my
would it be
manager.
Vote gray?
See,
smart.
Vote gray, because we're on.
Because we're what?
We're on. Gray sign.
Aha.
No.
Vote gray sign.
You get it, though.
What do you think, Cameron? That's some stupid-ass shit, Jason. How the hell? That is the dumbest shit in the world. Cameron, I don't know why you talk to me.
That's why you're banned from society right now.
Well, fuck you, Jason.
Fuck you.
It would be that called, too. That was great. That was great.
I can't wait till Jason listens to that part.
Emily says Jason wins most dedicated.
He is dedicated. Big
That's kid. Fair. That's probably fair. M. Ames, what would y'all be remembered for in your hometowns versus what would you want to be remembered for in your hometown?
Feral.
Feral. Goddamn. Straight for the throat. Grade A asshole, says M. That's what you think you'd be remembered as, or are you calling one of us that? I think that's both a viable.
Yeah.
Viable.
I mean, react. Birds of a feather flock together.
Fuck each other. What? Oh.
Yeah.
What? She said both. That's fair. Yeah. That's funny.
Pretty accurate.
That's funny. Saw Emily today, played the old Pup-palooza at the Orion in Huntsville, Alabama.
How was that, buddy?
Shit show. Absolute shit show. Holy
shit show.
It was a shit show.
Why was it a shit show?
Bruh. Let me tell you this shit.
Let me tell you.
And I won't air out this dirty laundry because fuck this dude, man.
Damn. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Anyway, so I'm that dude that
keep on to come down here and sing.
No.
Fuck that dude, too.
Fuck that dude.
Hell yeah, man.
No. All right. Listen. I'm going to, let's see here. I was going to Quentin Tarantino this and give y'all the ending first, but it don't make sense to do that. So here's what happened.
What happened was?
What happened was, we were supposed to play at 1:30.
No way.
We had a 45-minute set. Now, I say that to let you know we did not have much time to fuck with, right? So it was me and Allie Free. Allie Free got there at 12. I arrived at 12:10, 10:15, 12. It was like 12:20.
Yeah, you was late.
I was late as fuck. Yeah. Story of my life.
I can tell you that before you tell the story.
I arrived at about 12:20. They were sound checking. There was a band that was up there sound checking before us. Oh, M said, M responded for how she did, how she enjoyed the Pup-palooza. She said, despite the delay, which I'm getting to explaining, and the way overpriced grenadine with a splash of Tito's, which, by the way, was their signature drink for the day called the Good Old Boy. Yeah. It was still a great event. Well, I'm glad you thought so. Yeah. I did not. So the band, we get there. The band, again, hour and a half prior to playtime. Mm-hmm. Should be plenty of time. We get there. The band plays after us is still on stage fucking around. Now, they were allowed to be fucking around. I gave them this grace because the people that were running sound were still running around trying to run fucking sound. Running cables, poking around at shit. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all should have been done by now.
Yeah, you should be done.
Done. But they weren't. So they were obviously having a bunch of sound issues. And then this goes on from 12. This was going on before 12. This lasted until 1:30. So I'm going to say 2 hours worth of them, of the sound guys, fucking around. They not knowing what in the hell. So. They didn't have no chicken down there. I'm telling you, chicken would have had the whole establishment running.
Damn.
So we get out there and we're watching them run around trying to run cables and shit. And finally somebody goes up and asks, what the fuck? Why are we doing this? And the dude goes, well, I don't have all my cables. I'm waiting on so-and-so to get back with my cables. Well, 20 minutes goes by. Dude comes back with the cables, drops them off. And then they still can't figure shit out. They end up getting to a point where they can't find any sound to run. They don't have any sound running through the house speakers. Okay, I'm going to spare you all those details. That's some engineering nerd bullshit that I'll say for somebody else. But so point is, they're not getting any sound. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so Allie and I walk up there. And at this point, it's like getting up on 1 o'clock. Yes, sir, chicken.
If you tell me you walked up there and unmuted a channel.
I thought that was it. I checked for the simple stuff. I checked his mutes on his channels. I checked his group mutes. I checked all his lines to make sure they were run to the right speakers. And they were. But so at about 1:15, Allie and I walk up there. No, it was 1. So we got 30 minutes till we go on. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to go on. Mm-hmm. Allie and I walk up there. And I go to introduce myself to the sound man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say his fucking name. Fuck this dude.
Fuck him.
I'll tell you why I fucked this dude, but so.
Wait, you wanna fuck this dude?
God damn it. I knew.
I just was what you heard. My bad.
I knew because Cam is in and out of this conversation.
Yeah, I finally found my topic. Now I'm good.
So This dude, he said, my name is Jonas.
Mike Jones?
Jonas. 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 I said, Jonas, like, before I gave like him my whale, name, like it, the whale. Yeah. Well, like Jonas whale. Get the book out. I said, what's your last name? I said, Ben. Jonas Ben.
Jonas Ben. Him.
Now, here's a backstory here.
Backstory. Flashback.
2 years ago, this motherfucker and two other motherfuckers tried to start a music school. A music school, right? What?
Oh.
They tried to start a music school, and they wanted me to teach at that music school. And because I was getting in on the ground floor with them, they wanted me to also be on the board of this music school.
Mm.
Me and another, a very talented artist who I think lives in Georgia now, Kenita Rogers. Shout out Kenita Rogers. And then two other people. And I was cool. I was like, that's great. Sounds like a great opportunity. Like, let's check it out. Whatever. Sounds cool.
Hell yeah.
And then they started talking contracts. And I was like, well, that's cool. That looks good. Like, if you're going to be professional, you want contracts. I'm down. I get it. But then I go, all right, so this contract's going to ask a lot. It's asking for commitment. It's asking for money. It's asking for this, that, and the other, which is common for businesses, right? If you're going to get it on the ground floor, you got to invest. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. So if I'm going to invest my money, I need details. I need details. I'm not investing my money in bullshit that I don't know about. So, and Kenita was the same way. She's smart. She's business savvy. So we start asking these questions. I won't bore y'all with the details. We were asking questions that basically validated their legitimacy. Basically made them answer questions that would have made them answer questions that prove that would have proven if they were legitimate or not, right? Guess what happened? We got ghosted. We got ghosted. Then nobody signed no damn contracts because that's sketchy as fuck. We ain't signed no damn contracts. Y'all gonna be sketchy like that. So that told me all I needed to know. Y'all ain't legitimate, but y'all trying to get money from people. I'm not down with that shit. So when I ran into him today, asked for his name, he told me his name, and I smirked at him. I said, we work together. And I walked the fuck off because I'm done. I'm tired of his shit. So anyway, long story short, long story even longer because I've been harping on this bullshit.
Yeah.
We didn't start until like 1:45, and we did not get a sound check. Because these dumb motherfuckers did not know how to run the sound. They got hired to run. Why'd y'all get hired to run this gig? You don't even know how to do your shit. The sound was absolute dog shit. The monitor situation was dog shit. The organization was dog shit. Not on the Orion. This is not on the Orion. The Orion hired these people. I don't know why. And they don't know why either. We talked to people at the Orion. We're like, why? Why are y'all? Why are they here? And they said, I don't know. Some people at the Orion.
Yeah. We'll talk later.
Yeah, but they said, we don't know. They were like, listen, if we would have run this, we would have had our system put up, and it would have been up and done in 20 minutes. We don't know why this happened. So, all that to say, if you're still listening. Jesus.
Long story longer.
I know, your boy can rant and I apologize.
No way.
Night.
But, so we started 15 minutes late. They did not make us go longer, which was good. We only went 5 minutes over. It was rough. It was stressful. Shout out. Here's the thing. If you're going to run sound and you're going to hire musicians, make their situation as stressless as possible, and they will perform so much better.
So much.
I promise. I promise.
Yeah, boy.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got done.
And knowing is half the battle.
Knowing. The more you know. So that was that. Right. Then I left, and I drove my happy ass from Huntsville to Florence to go be a part of my boy Cole Nichols. Cole Nichols, his wedding. Shout out Cole Nichols. Congratulations.
I thought he got married. No, that was Trey. Never mind. So.
Yeah. Emily said, y'all still put on a good show, even if y'all were salty. Thanks, Em, because we definitely was salty.
No way.
This made me up a topic because all y'all have been married except for me. So, Chicken, think you'll never get married again?
Fuck no.
For real, in retrospect, even if you met the right person.
Hell no.
So what makes you say that?
Just, I just ain't able to do it.
What about you, L. Ray?
Doing with that?
Yep.
There ain't no reason. Like, even if you found the right one again, you're saying you...
Well, you can live together for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
but
I ain't getting married.
No. Fuck all that.
What about you, Slay? When you get divorced, when you get married, No, I'm fine.
That'll be my second divorce. I ain't doing it again. I'm going to tell you that much.
I've been married. Yeah, that's good. So you have been married. You're married now. You was married before. So what made you want to get married the second time? Was you like that too? It was like, I'm not getting fucking married ever again.
I was convinced that I was not going to get married again. And I was damn convinced that I was not going to have no kids. Mm. And I still stand by that. I don't want any of my kids. Because I know my bloodline, and that shit ain't good. We don't need any more goddamn staplers running around this damn earth.
Amen.
We just don't. We just don't.
You don't have a Roman Reigns type bloodline? Your bloodline fuck up?
My bloodline's fucked up. My bloodline, when they came to New Hope, Alabama, killed the first cop. That's my bloodline. That's where we started.
Oh. Well,
yeah, bloodline gangsta. Seemed pretty cool then.
Gangsters.
Bro, ain't none of them any good. None of us are any good. And I think having stepkids is the only way I could have had kids. Because they're not mine, blood-wise, so I know they might not be fucked up. So, anyway, what was you asking?
I was just asking that because I don't think I'll ever get married, man. Okay. I just don't see why you need to get the man involved. If you're already happy, what's a piece of paper going to do?
Marriage is an outdated institution, bro.
Man.
It was valid back when you was trying to join lands, join clans, and join hands. And we ain't doing it no more.
Land. It's a conspiracy.
We ain't doing it no more. It's all about all it is now is to make sure the church is happy with y'all fucking.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'm gonna be shacking for the rest of my life.
Damn right.
Shout out to shacking.
Oh, Miranda said you're funny.
Yeah, I thought she was in here. I said, oh shit.
M said, nope. Well, it's a financially binding piece of paper.
Yeah. It ain't, man. I'm but a government piece of paper saying I get half your shit.
Unless you get that. Unless,
man. Oh, he's not drinking a big boy drink. I tried to get him to take this big boy drink, and he didn't want to do it. He pushed out on me.
I'm just smart.
I told him to make one exactly like
this. I'm not wasteful. And you know who else is also not wasteful? Society. You can't tell it on Clapper, but these straws are paper. They're not plastic.
No,
shout out to the turtles.
Dang, what that meant. Watch this. Watch it. See, I ran out of straws, huh?
No, we ordered that.
That's all I could get.
We're trying to save the turtles.
That's all I could get.
Shout out to the turtles. Shout out to Crush for finding Nemo.
Shout out to Dang. He says, fuck them kids, but love them turtles.
Love them turtles.
Peg. Nah. Oh, well, I didn't even think. That goes into kind of my topic, too.
What's your topic, Kim? So I'm glad you had marriage. A topic. Look at you.
I got one for y'all. We'll just say Chicken and Derek, if y'all was married. I'm just going to play this clip, and y'all tell me what y'all think.
Oh, God.
Let me find it on here. It's something I saw. I might take my headset out.
So I can't get into detail because this case is still open and pending, but to make a long story short, I got into some legal trouble and was facing some real time. I can't get into the details, but I was going to have to sit down for a long time. So I got a lawyer, and he was preparing me to take a plea deal. Well, the way things turned out, my wife knew the judge. They used to go to high school together, and she said she would call him and see what she could do. I can't believe I'm telling y'all this, but my wife slept with the judge, and now I won't have to go to jail, and he's just giving me probation. When I asked my wife about it, she said she did what she had to do to keep me free and not to bring it up anymore. But it's really bothering me. I can't take it. Is she a hero or an angel?
So, fellas.
Bruh.
What are you doing? And is your wife a hero or is she an H-O?
All right, here's the deal. And me and mine have had this conversation. End of the day, emotions are involved, yes. But end of the day, we're business. Are you still running your business effectively? Are y'all good business partners? Are you taking care of what needs to be taken care of? Okay, well then work out the other details on the back end. Now, where I find issue is that where he said that she told him, this is what I did, don't talk no more about it. Now I got an issue. Now I got an issue. M said, no. Now I got an issue.
This is my opinion on it. And it kind of goes with everything, like cheating, the whole nine yards. If you can solidly forgive that person and forget it, you got to forget it.
Okay.
Yep. Whatever the other person does, you got to forget it. You can't bring it up in arguments. You can't bring it up in anything.
But she was doing it.
But she was doing it for him.
But did he? He ask, didn't know. But
did he ask her to do it?
Well, she said she'd look out and see what she can do. He said, "All right."
That kind of
that's a gray area. That's a gray area.
So you have to do. We'll just start off with five. You had to go do 5 years in jail, and your wife goes sleeps with the judge and gets you out of jail. For 5 years. Y'all not letting her do it?
Well, she already done it, so you're not letting her do shit.
I mean, just saying, even at that, would you let her do it? Is that if I, he said, if I fuck him, I can get out. You ain't got to do these five. I'm saying, yeah. I mean, I don't want to do 2 days in jail, much less 5 years. We ain't like it. Like the woman said, we ain't got to talk about it no more. You did what you had to do. I don't even want to know. We'll just act like it didn't happen.
If you're still coming home to me, like, and it's not a continuing thing, yeah.
She just did it to get your ass that one time just to get out of jail.
I have issue with that. We ain't going to talk about it no more. That's where I have issue. That's where I have it.
See,
why?
Me as a man, I don't want to talk about it, so we got to talk about it. No more.
But
was you have, dick bigger? Was he struggling and saying, sentenced? Bang this gavel, bitch.
But as the man, you get to make that call. That's the switch off. She does that, then you get to make the call whether or not you talk about it anymore.
But she's doing it for you.
Okay.
She wasn't doing it to be doing it for her. She didn't have to fuck him at all.
Allegedly.
In this situation, this is what she did. For you.
Hose be
so you taking five? You sitting down for five?
No.
Are you letting her ride?
I mean. I kind of get it.
What you doing, L.A.? Oh, I don't want to go to jail for 5 years. So you letting her ride then?
I'm
taking her letter. She better. I ain't going to jail.
Yeah, I'm too pretty for jail.
Why are you even asking?
That's not even a question you should ask. You need to be over there.
Not now, but
throwing that ass in the circle on that judge, man. I ain't trying to go to jail.
Jason, what about you?
Well, Cameron, I feel I have no clue what you're talking about.
All right, I've been you since you've been gone.
That's my type of prayer.
Well, Cameron, I have no idea.
I feel like I'm pretty head on.
I told him he sounds like
a. I just sound like a Forrest Gump version of James.
I told him he sounds like if Barack Obama smoked weed and then sucked helium. Just a little bit, though.
So if your girl, you had to do 5 years in jail, Jason, or your girl could fuck the judge and get out of it, you letting her fuck the judge, or you doing the five?
She can fuck a judge.
That depends on the jail, too.
Sean, goddamn, it could be the Lawrence County Jail where you basically grounded for 5 years.
Over in the...
It'd be Lawrenceburg Jail. I don't give a damn. You still can't go nowhere.
Well, you can.
You act right. You can walk outside and walk around the corner. You can walk back.
That's about the farther you can go, though. You can't touch no females.
You can if they're hurt.
You got the jerk. You got the Jurgens for 5 years.
The Jurgens.
Damn.
What about you, Chicken? What'd you know?
And I said it.
You doing it? What about if it was just 3 years? Everybody still the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'd have to be.
How about 1 year then?
It'd have to
do 1 year.
It'd have to be less than 2 weeks for me.
Yeah.
That's where I would say, no, don't do it.
Yeah.
2 weeks, I'm like, I'll do 2 weeks.
I can do that.
Yeah.
See, like, I think for me, I think as a bald man, we look, right, as a white bald man, I don't know about, like, the African-American community, but as a white bald man, if we look angry enough, people might think we're hard, even if we're not.
Paul.
I know what you're saying, Cam. I got pretty eyelashes, so people might think I'm hard a different way. I hear what you're saying.
and painted toenails and fingernails.
Well, I would take care of all that.
Would you, though?
So I saw that the other day. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, what? I tell you, I ain't doing more than. I can't do a year, so I'm out of here.
I'm too pretty for prison.
He said, that chicken will get a licking.
Well, damn.
Well, Jason, throwback. We were talking about hometown heroes earlier. Derek brought up a good point. Hometown heroes. Uh-oh. Team and Wi-Fi.
Oh, no.
And he said, what do you think, if you died, what do you think you'd be remembered as? And then the next question is, follow-up is, what would you want to be your legacy?
I have no clue.
No clue.
See, my version of Jason was better.
Jason said, I'm not going to die ever. Yeah. So.
No.
No.
I never said that.
Governor
Hopefully
Grayson.
Before 80.
Do what?
Maybe 75.
75?
Maybe 70.
I don't think I want to live that long.
I don't know if I do.
Fuck that. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
I don't live forever.
I'm almost 50, so yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want to live forever.
Yeah, maybe 7 days.
When I die, I'm going to go out the same way I came in, butt naked and screaming. and covered in pussy juice.
And a doctor slapping your ass. What?
Yeah. What? Sounds like a good time.
How about that? But hey, Jesus on. What the hell?
Jason, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Just worked.
Just worked.
Yeah. Well, what'd you do this weekend, Aaron?
Well,
played a gig this morning, a wedding tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last night. I played Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, I was in Coleman.
Almost went down there.
In Coleman? You wouldn't have done it.
I almost did.
You wouldn't have done it.
I almost did.
Nobody
goes and sees you in places.
Do what?
I guess I'm just not a good friend.
You're a great
big deal.
You're a great
friend. I almost went down there.
I feel bad if somebody
saw you today.
Do what?
Emily came and saw you today.
I think she was out there for the pups.
Yeah.
She's on Clapper right now. I think she was a minute ago.
Did you find any convicts?
She was with your family.
Yeah.
She wasn't really looking.
Damn, Em.
So, yeah. I went down to Welcome Here on my night off. I almost went down there to y'all. I almost did.
I'm telling you, Jason, you said that.
Made it here.
You said that, but I feel bad if people leave their city to come to a different city to see me.
Why?
Because it's a lot of travel. That's traveling.
City.
Yeah. I get that, and that's fine. Yeah. I feel bad. I feel like needy.
No.
I feel too needy.
No.
I am that. I give you. I'm a needy motherfucker.
I don't give in.
Heavy on the motherfucker.
To Aaron Stapler neediness.
You don't give in to. You shouldn't. Somebody needs to keep.
I just wait for you to get here.
So.
Well, he'll be here in 2 weeks. Yeah. You got to go down there. We'll see him in 2 weeks. Yeah.
I'll be outside the window going.
Hey. I like Tina Todd.
No. Damn. 2 weeks. I'll be bartending. It's not this way. Is it on Saturday or Friday?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Oh, I thought you was playing like in that weekday. I mean, weekend.
Chicken, what was you saying now?
I have ADD. It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
All right. I think Emily's back in
the. I am.
So, Derek, what'd you do this weekend? You do anything interesting?
Oh, I'm tripping. Just trying to take over the world.
Damn right, brain.
One foe at a time. Oh.
Damn.
What's his name?
Did I say that out loud? I meant,
Wolf.
The one hole at a time. Yeah.
Good recovery?
One hole.
Question mark?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, sure.
We also discussed Jason before you got in here. Jason joined us late because he's a businessman. He's responsible.
Mm-hmm. He was here.
Because he had to run a business.
Were you here? He was here. There were the conversations that Jason.
Get the fuck out, okay? I'm so done with you and your Barack Obama. Jason, we discussed earlier about how weddings are over fucking rated.
Married.
They make entertainers and caterers money, so I'm not mad at them in that regard.
And Barton.
Caterers, that's what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But overrated. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
We ain't doing nothing.
We ain't doing nothing.
But other motherfuckers
can do whatever. Yeah, I really don't want to get married. Why would you, if everything's going good, why would you want to get a piece of paper and the man involved?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
That's psychotic shit right there, right?
If everything going good, why you want to fuck that up?
Is it better for your taxes?
I think that's the only thing, reason why. Maybe is it? Taxes and to get a home or something like that. Credit.
Ooh, credit.
Married, and you can claim married and like. Nah, I'm at that point. I don't know either.
I don't know what to tell you about that one.
You don't think you'll ever get married even when you're about 72? On your deathbed. Like, let me try this marriage shit one time.
No.
All set. Dying at 70.
You're dying at 70.
He's got it scheduled.
That could be your last words. You get married when you die. But I do.
I'll be like, I do not.
Like, I do.
Sigh.
I'll get married in May.
Amy said every
May the day never come.
Oh, shit. Amy said everything changes when you get married. People get comfortable and stop trying.
Well, I think that's just in any regular relationship. They ain't got to be married.
I mean, that's a possibility, yes, for any relationship, yes. You stay with somebody for more than 3 or 4 years, that's a possibility.
Nah. I'm good.
You ain't got to be married for that to be a thing.
I'm good.
But, like, if you think about it, it does feel a little psychotic to be like, yo, we could just break up, or I could make you go through a bunch of paperwork that might allow me to have everything that you own and you leave with nothing.
And make you waste $3,000 to $5,000.
Well.
Yeah. So, is it safe to say that marriage is a conspiracy that was brought on by the lawyers to make money for the lawyers church. And the courts?
Church.
Well, the churches. Back in the day, churches and lawyers were all the same before they had separation of church and state. Mm. And that's when marriage came to be, was before all
marriage
that shit.
Marriage was made by poor people who try to marry rich people.
Ooh.
That's what I believe.
Huh? It's also important to note that our Constitution was written by 19-year-olds. Can we remember that? Can we talk about it for a minute?
Let's talk about it.
Shit, here we go. Let go. Fuck.
No, this ain't even conspiracy. This is just fact, bro.
Let's talk about it.
Let me tell you, teenagers left Britain and started a country. Anarchy.
Anarchy.
I ain't mad at them. They might as well start a punk band. But, like, they were not 70, 50, 60, 70-year-old
dudes. They were not wise.
They were kids drunk off their asses because alcohol wasn't prohibited at this point.
Sounds like my Ooh. Heroes.
Amy says pay money to get out of it. Yeah, pay money to get out of it. And then Emlyn says men were men back then. Men were boys. They were 19.
Hey, I'm a man right now, goddamn. Hey, man. I don't like you getting bold on this clapper now. You wouldn't be saying that if we was here now.
I'm just saying, like, think about it. Remember when you was 19 and drunk off your ass and your mom said you couldn't go outside, so you left home, you ran away? Remember that time when your mom said you couldn't go outside, so you left the country and started your own nation? Remember when you did that?
No.
You were drunk? Nope.
Well, now, I agree with him.
Are you okay?
That would sound like some men.
Are you okay, bud? You got a little built-up aggression right there. Got here. You need to be here. Yeah? <right? laughs>
I'm just saying, it's important to note.
Do you want to run away and go start your own country?
Sometimes. I'd take y'all with me, I'm just saying.
Oh, you ain't take me. I know a slave when it sounds like I. Because I got the last one slave.
Hey, we got this opportunity, this business opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Come on over here.
It sounds like a pyramid scheme, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's multi-level marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The pay is outstanding.
What's the pay? See, we give you a great place to live. Yeah, yeah, but what's the pay? Yeah, but we give you food. Yeah, but what's the pay? You'll love it out here.
Yeah.
What's the pay?
Just get your black ass on the boat. Damn. I sound very coonish.
If the President Jefferson came along and at least fucked him.
One of them.
Yeah.
Or
God, damn. This is the Stable Together podcast.
It's been fun.
This is Uncle Tom and Friends. Captain Uncle Tom, Cameron Wallace here. Aaron number two, Derek. We got Nigger George over here. Nigger Jim over here. Derek Grayson. And Chicken George. Jason Grayson. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Fuck.
What is happening?
God damn.
Send help.
Oh, damn. Oh, cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. Am sending all the face palms. I mean, M sending all the face. Jesus Christ. Emily.
What the?
This is what we talk about when you're not here. We get it's real. We don't get sexist when you're not here. We get real racist. It's always a racial podcast.
Damn.
Well, guys.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Dead air.
You saw the hat, man.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird as shit.
Sausage party.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I had a wedding, so I came in here all dressed up in my shit because of the wedding. And it's
in the deep, B.
Well, it's summertime, and it's a button down.
I was this close to dressing up today.
Why didn't you?
Because I wanted, like I said, I wanted to be able to walk around.
Walk around?
I was gonna,
you got a good-looking shirt, though.
I was going to get, I do got a damn good-looking shirt.
You can't see it unless you're on our Clapper, Stable Together podcast with Clapper.
It's a neon rooster shirt. But yeah, I was trying to find me, see if I was going to go to my mom's house, see if I had any like 36 pants that I couldn't wear.
Oh, put them top pants.
And go get me an extra small, V-neck shirt, V-neck Fruit of Balloon tee.
Mm.
And then I should have shaved my head. I might do that next. And I'll come with a guitar on my back.
Look like Bruce Springsteen.
Damn.
Bruce ain't bald.
Not yet.
I don't like you, Cindy.
He should
disses at me, man.
It should be. He's a dick.
Is he? You met him?
Yeah.
All right.
And
is
his
he from-
concerts are awful.
Why?
I mean, the music, I guess, is good. But
okay.
Him at concerts is awful.
Why?
Man, what do you mean like inmate concerts? Like you can't understand them?
No, you can't have any drinks in the arena. You can't stand up. You can't dance. You can't have your phone.
Like he's at a Church of Christ building.
Yeah, I thought he was a rock and roll guy.
He is, but
he's the boss.
He doesn't allow any of that.
He's the boss.
If you got a piss, he's not. You get up, you're out. If you walk and you go out, they escort you out. You're not back.
The fuck? Fuck, what? Bruce.
Spritz. That's tough. That's tough. I don't like all that.
Bones, nothing.
Emily, you're right. The fuck?
That's why I fuck with Bono.
Do you?
Yeah.
Something's up with Bono. He's part of the Illuminati.
He hang out with Diddy too?
Yeah, he did.
Nah, he's probably pulling the strings.
Okay.
Something's up with Bono. You don't have that kind of success to make that shitty music at the same time.
A lot of people know Bono, and the music can't be too shitty now.
Okay, just because everybody knows him, he's popular, don't make a good music. Something's going the fuck on. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm the edge. I'm the guitarist. I drag my amp out on the beach to get crazy tones. No, motherfucker, you put a tap delay and a reverb on your guitar and turn it up too damn high, and that's your tones. Bono, you sit there and just whine about bullshit from the less privileged. Like, you're not even, like, fuck, I don't know. Like, something's going on with your fucking glasses on. Fuck you, Bono. I'm just saying, maybe not fuck you, Bono, but, like, something's going on. Something's going on.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Me and Derek understand. Me and Derek understand everything you was talking about just now. Ain't that right, Derek? Hell yeah.
Something.
Reverb and, and downwards and all them. We know all about that shit. Hell yeah.
Seems like you're venting a whole lot tonight. I mean.
How you going to wait for an Apple update and then flood everybody's iTunes with your album and you can't delete it for years? I figured out how to delete it. You can now.
Yeah.
But for a while, you could not delete.
Holler at me after the podcast because I got some YouTube shit that I need to delete.
But, Chicken, you asked him. What did you just ask him? He was after cranky today.
Am I fiery today?
Man, I've been drinking. It might be them girl pants. Are you on your period right now?
I wear girl pants all the time. You can shut the fuck up.
Are you on your period? Yeah. Is your pussy bleeding?
Gosh.
Damn.
Can't stand you.
Is God trying to let all that evil out of you this week?
Can't stand you. Can't stand you right now. Sun's up with Bono. Tell me I'm wrong.
Do you want some chocolate right now?
I do. I would love some chocolate.
Yeah, that's
God damn it. No, wait. That's not what I meant. Let me step out.
Please don't leave me.
You ain't got to do 2 weeks in prison now. You can get it right outside here. There you go. You got there?
Let me step out. Damn, P. Diddy.
Damn. I'm trying to get murdered.
Murdered. He's behind him getting murdered. Damn. I know Will Smith went to any Diddy parties.
Say Will Sniff?
That's the one they said was getting murdered by Dwayne.
Murdered.
Getting murdered.
Did you see Jaden Smith and Bieber? Bieber's video today?
I was justifying it until the turnaround and gave him a kiss on the cheek part. Like, they're just young man playing around being gay. No, they know some white people. You know, Jaden's not all the way. Jaden's not all the way black, man. You know, he hang around all them preppy white folks. So he think he white. He can go, hey, who put a carrot in your ass? Hey, we're just playing around.
What the fuck?
Watch this, y'all. White sleep. I'm gonna put my dick in his mouth.
Yeah, I've never done that.
This is what I always heard white people. They do weird gay stuff like that to their friends.
I've been white for pretty much my whole
life. Well, since he's asleep, I'm going to put my ass in his face.
No.
What the fuck? Well. Put your ass in my face. You are dead.
Dead.
D-E-D, dead.
Dead.
They clench them cheeks on your nose.
I'm going to grab that pole.
You know how
you get the shoe.
You know how when you grab kids' nose, oh, I got your nose. They clench.
Oh,
I got your nose. And they got your ass cheeks clamped on your
teabag. Teabag. I got that booty hole in the opening.
Y'all heard of the atomic sit-up, right?
Damn.
Yep, see? White people shit. I ain't know what it is. There you go. Go ahead. What is the atomic sit-up?
Y'all don't even know what it is.
Hey, wait a minute. Black person number one. Do you know what Tommy said? Black person number two.
I don't want to know.
Chicken don't know.
Chicken don't know.
Sit up and you shit?
No. This is the atomic sit up. What you do, and I'm giving you all this information here. You take a friend who's gullible and you tell them, well, you have them lay on their back and you say, I bet you can't do a sit up. if I hold this blindfold over your eyes?
There you go, right
there. So I put a carrot in his ass.
You can't do the deaf carrot.
And then, of course, you know, I mean, they're blindfolded on their back.
No, I do not know. That's
and, they're, and, they're, and they're thinking, okay, well, somebody's holding my head down with a blindfold, so I need to come up with force.
Damn, that's a heavy-ass blindfold.
No, because, like, you're sitting over the person holding their head down
with a blindfold. Put your ass in their face, and they
sit up and do it.
So you get a nose in your ass.
So everybody dies that day. If
that's why black people don't do it. Our noses are not sharp and pointy. They don't want our noses. So that's why
I think I'm smart enough if I did that. So like he'd be like,
why'd you take your tongue out though? Hold on. He stuck his tongue out. He was too comfortable with it. He felt two cheeks with his tongue out.
Like, I didn't know that wasn't the ass in my face.
Yeah.
So you didn't call him daddy, did you?
So I'm gonna give y'all 3 seconds for everybody. I'll give y'all at least a head start.
No, I've heard of the one in the car. Stop short. You mark the place and say, smell that. And somebody does like that. And you stop it.
Ooh,
and,
no.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've never heard of an atomic setup.
But see, that one's like, that one just, it's pain.
Yeah.
It's pain.
Oh, my God.
I did that to one girl 3 times in one night.
And she fell for it?
3 times.
And she lives in Lawrenceburg, too, though. Yeah, they got it. I want to say the name, but we ain't going to do that.
No, we're not.
Damn.
Her face is a little smushed in there.
Oh. She looks like a bulldog.
She breathes a little bit. You don't hear it.
Jeez. I didn't know that. We had no shot glass.
We haven't done a single shot. And we got a whole new whiskey in here, don't we?
We do.
What is that one?
It's Eric Church's new whiskey.
All right. Let's do a shot in.
That was good. Glass.
Let's do a shot in reverence to Cam licking ass. I don't know why that's a thing, but
yeah,
I don't know where the fuck that came from. But
well, because you said if you sat up you stuck your tongue out, it was by nature. You didn't even realize you did it. The rest of us saw it.
Damn, I said I was done fighting this society. What does Scarface say? Every time I try to leave, someone pulls me right back in. So, Derek, you haven't told an outlandish story in a while. Ain't been no random crackheads and crazy shit going on in society.
Oh, you know, we always got a good old crackhead.
Oh, tell us a good old crackhead. You ain't told us a good crackhead story.
Crackheads are the best workers, man.
They are the best workers.
The world needs crackheads, man.
What's the difference between a crackhead worker and a meth head worker?
You don't need no meth head workers. They're not good workers. No,
they're not.
No. You're going to need somebody really crackish.
Are they faster?
So what do you look for in a good crackhead? What's in a good crackhead work?
So when you look for a good crackhead, the first thing you look at the eyes.
The eyes. So what do the eyes look like?
They're glossed over. The left eye will always be red.
The left eye.
Just the left eye. That's a crackhead. The right eye, that's a meth head.
Is this facts right now?
I feel like a good crackhead worker's got a lot of white around their lips. They got a lot of white.
The teeth are fucked up, but they're there.
They are there.
But they're fucked up.
They definitely wear it to bug you.
Yeah. Damn.
That's Tyrone Biggs, but they don't care around there. And I don't know if it's a pickle in it.
I guess pissing that thing.
What else? They got a good crackhead worker. What are some good traits? They have at least three. No, they're meth heads. Meth heads have 3 pairs of clothes on.
Oh, yeah. Meth heads wear lots of clothes.
Meth heads have because they don't know where they're going to be at. You know, I have the crackheads at least have backpacks so they can put their clothes
on. Oh, yeah. They got a backpack.
A Walmart sack in the bus all the time. So they just put all their shit on. Let's see. Good crackhead.
They always got the shacks.
Somebody got oil. He got motor oil on his hand. He ain't got motor oil. His hands ain't dark for some kind of dirt or oil.
Yeah.
He's not a good crackhead.
They're good workers.
Why? What makes them better than meth heads?
Crackheads are better workers than Mexicans?
No.
Or Amish people?
No.
You give me a gang of crackheads?
Amish is some hard workers.
Yes, crackheads can do anything. They can change your oil.
They don't know how to. They just winging it.
They can fix your car.
Em said you're lying.
They gotta have guesstimating. You gotta have an Amish or a Mexican as the foreman.
She said, make him stop.
No.
You get you a crew of crackheads. Get more done than a crew of Mexicans. You give me a crew of crackheads to do a job, and you get a crew of Mexicans. You see who get the race. You see who get the most work done. Why?
The fucking crackheads.
Motherfuckers gonna be little crackheads. Nigga, huffing crackheads can establish me, man.
Crackheads can do anything.
Put these pipes in here and do this. They put a pipe, but they take a pipe. They pull it.
Crackheads
can do anything. You should look at water. Water spurting out, spitting out everywhere.
Work for 3 seconds.
Crackheads can do anything.
They still won.
I got a handful of nails.
Those nails are supposed to go on those boards, motherfucker.
Well, Craig. Craig, yeah, but Craig hit him with the palm of his head, huh?
Him said if he miss a half of whatever you're building.
Some crackheads
chime in now.
Some crackheads ain't thieves.
Some ain't.
No. There's good crackheads.
Ah, good.
There's good crackheads.
There's some good crackheads.
Are they?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that walk the streets. I'm around here working jobs and everything that are crackheads. You would never know it. I'm good crackheads.
You know if they're a crackhead.
That's something that can fool you.
Mm.
But you have to be able to read their crackish tendencies.
Well, it's not a
crackish tendencies.
And if you're a crackhead, come put an application in SSA.
Yeah,
fine.
Don't worry, they all do.
You have to, you have to know crackish tendencies.
If you're a strange character, you probably already don't put an application in.
Talk to Derek on Monday. Because he understands your plight.
Yeah.
He understands your struggle.
I'm hoping to crack it. So I always tell him,
Derek. Yeah, you do. He's got a list of all the things we said. He'll look. Oil on his hand, check. White on his lip, yep. Left eye good. No, left eye fucked up, yep. See here. How many clothes? How many? You just got one shirt on yet? One shirt.
You have a sack behind.
No, they don't have. Methods had sacks. Crackheads had backpacks. Back. They know what they do.
They can afford backpacks.
Yeah, they probably stole it. They stole it from Dollar Store. Yeah, crackheads will steal from the store, but they won't steal from you if it's a good crackhead.
What?
They never burn their bridge. They just burn they just burn family bridges.
Yeah. Emily seems pretty
chatty to be in here and not to be here.
No, I just meant she seems to be pretty defensive on the crackhead knowledge. You want something? You got something you got to tell us?
Well, she got against crackheads.
And I guess she
it wasn't convicts and cops. It was convicts and crackheads. We got the other C wrong. Damn. I see that, you know?
If you own that crack, her ass getting smacked. That's what she said. I didn't say it. She did. I didn't say that shit. That's not what I said. I'm just quoting.
If your teeth fucked up, you can get in these goods.
Oof.
That one didn't rhyme, but that was just sound, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, she did say the convict was the crackhead. So, yeah, usually convicts are crackheads. That is true, Em. I never thought about that.
I think not all.
Not all of them. Probably about 20%.
She said if you smoking them shards, she's spitting game hard.
Yeah.
If you own that glass, she's spreading that ass.
Oh, that glass. Ooh, okay, the glass. I thought the glass usually is that meth, bro.
You on that Miami Blue, she's here for you. Anyway, let's take the shot.
Hey, what you saying is, if you're smoking that romp, she's sucking that cock.
That's a good
one. Here's to you. She says, I hate y'all. Here's to you. It's Dr. Drake.
Take a shot. And church can keep that shit. Ooh.
Yeah. It's like whiskey and wood.
Ooh. Well, we got me heartburn. Goddamn.
What happened to Morgan Wallen?
You're like, chair.
Man, this is some bullshit. What club was he at when he threw that chair?
Chiefs on Broadway.
Yeah. Eric Church's new bar.
Why is everybody like now getting a bar now? Sure, business. You got to have one in Nashville.
It's business. Yeah. Everybody's going to Nashville. What are they going to do? They're going to go to a bar.
Didn't somebody tell me like Nashville is like the number two spot now in the world people come visit?
Yeah, well, probably.
People love Nashville.
Mm-hmm. I think they got about 6 or 7 more years.
Like in America. Like
U.S.
Yeah.
Vegas, I think, and Nashville.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It'll die out. Give it time.
I hope so.
It will.
No,
it will. It's already on its way out.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think not that. More, if you're, a regular Tennessee person, you don't go downtown, like I said.
Well, for sure.
When I go to Nashville, the only place I go downtown is to Pushing Daisies, that tequila speakeasy. Anywhere else, I'm not even down there. I'm not even in the Gulch or anything like that. I find little spots now that's, like, the hole in the wall spots that'd be super tight.
Mm-hmm.
Huntsville is actually my new favorite place to go. It's not packed as Nashville yet.
It's growing.
It is. But
it'll be there.
Probably about 5 or 10 years it'll be like that.
Maybe less. I'm a little biased though.
Then you're gonna have to move to Pulaski.
What for what?
Because everything gonna to be expensive.
Get out of Huntsville. They'll be like, this place is too big. I'm gonna move to Coleman, Alabama.
I will never live in Coleman. No offense to Coleman, but a little offense to Coleman.
I've been going for about 3 years.
How was
Decatur?
That's where it's greater.
It is.
It's not. That's where it smells like meow mix all the damn time.
That's only when you're pressing the bridge.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow. How do we know that
stuff? I don't know.
Because they were great at marketing. That's the key. You don't have to have talent. You just have to be good at marketing. I had a bottle of $800 bourbon today. Whiskey today. Not a whole bottle. Let me rephrase. I had a shot of $800 whiskey today.
What was it?
He did that way too good. It was Blue Label.
Johnny Walker.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Damn.
And the reason why it was $800 was it was originally $250, but it was given in 2016. And so now it's like $800.
If you hold on to it.
M is throwing up the sick faces. She don't like Johnny Walker. It was smooth. I'm going to tell you this much. It was smooth.
Scotch is a acquired taste, I feel like.
Said that again.
Everything's acquired.
Acquired.
Everything's taste. Weird. Acquired.
Acquired.
You got something on your mind there, bud?
Not queer. Acquired.
Or go get some Garrison Bros. What's Garrison Brothers? I've never heard of Garrison Brothers. The fuck is it?
The fuck?
D-A-F-U-Q,
drink rum, though. You're a rum drinker.
I'm not anymore.
What are you drinking?
He's trying to put his big boy pants on while he drinks.
I'm on vet cut now.
Then I try to get him, I was like, here, get one like this. He's like, oh, no.
Because I didn't want to be wasteful. I know how I'm drinking tonight. I've been drinking all damn day, and I knew when I got
That's
here.
That's all water right here.
I knew when I got here, I would not want to drink a whole damn pint
of vodka.
I wanted to watch out for my boy and their business. My boys and their business. So I was like, I'm not going to waste alcohol because I'm not an alcohol abuser.
Well, you know, right now, it's folk society. So don't worry about this.
Nah, fam. See, that's what got you where you are today, my friend. If you made it this far, this is officially the end of part one of this series. We got two more parts coming. Well, there's that. So there's two more parts to do for the next part. If you guys are able to get there, you're falling apart. Thank you so much. Yeah.